Like, I guess what you should know going into this is that so this is a point where Pike has been to Talos, and so he has met the Talosians and that girl, but then he has also touched a Klingon time crystal. So because of the time crystal, Pike knows that he is going to be burned and he's going to have to go back to Talos. So I feel like the beginning of this episode makes sense if you know that already, which you would sort of in the order. But this is sort of.
I watched it without knowing that at all, and it was fine.
Oh, you already watched this one? The Talos
I what?
one?
I no, I didn't watch the Talos one. I watched
Oh.
the Lower Decks one, like the first half of it.
Oh, okay. Oh, have you not finished that one?
No, I have not finished that
That
one.
one is really good. The one we're gonna watch has to do with it doesn't really have to do with Talos. It has to do with the Hunt for Red October, the Balance of Terror.
Oh, the balance is here. I thought we were gonna watch the Lower Decks one for some reason.
That was sort of the second one up if we were gonna watch two.
Okay,
Which,
cool.
I would kind of like to ask you guys. I mean, I could ask you right now, sort of, how you feel about Lower Decks and it coming to an end and stuff. Or we could just talk about Star Trek after watching an episode. So this is like, I think there's some kind of split in the timeline. Like, it might be that Pike and Kirk are both commanding the Enterprise on opposite sides of this timeline because of some Klingon time crystal. It'll probably be like, we'll probably see like previously, and it'll show him being like, oh, this is a Klingon time crystal. If I touch this, something's gonna happen. You know what I mean? Anyway, let's. That was a. That was. I'm not sure exactly what information I was trying to put forward to you guys, but I didn't quite get it across. Just
You conveyed something.
that.
Pike has been exposed to a time crystal.
There's some time shenanigans going on with
Yeah.
Pike. Yeah.
And this is, yeah, so, but it is a replay of what happened, the incident that Balance of Terror is based on. But you'll see, Kirk is here too. It's both ships. Or it might, maybe it's the same ship, but one is captained by Pike and one is captained by Kirk. Hi, welcome back to the Least Ready Room. It has been a minute. So season one is wrapped up. We're going to do a couple of bonus episodes, and season two will be starting in a couple weeks. It's Thursday. I'm going to be trying to put these out on Thursdays. Today we are talking about the crossover TOS slash Strange New Worlds episode, A Quality of Mercy. And it was just a short little. Mostly catching up with Saint and Chris, talking about this episode and Star Trek things and Lower Decks a little bit. I don't know if I mentioned, I think I might have cut out a mention of Section 31 in the opening there, but obviously that comes out on Friday. We'll be talking about that next Thursday, and the following Thursday we will be digging into season two of the original series of Star Trek. So yeah, thanks for being here. That's what we're doing. Here is some thoughts of me. I'm Dave. And Saint and Chris, the other people who do this show, and yeah, thanks for being here. Here is us talking about Star Trek. Boy, I am sounding very hoarse. I've been talking too much about nerdy things. I need to take a vacation. Like, I didn't just do that for 2 months.
The
Yeah,
thing
so.
about prequels is that it's they inevitably have to like kill off everybody or get rid of them somehow to
Room
make
for
space for the rest of the characters.
the.
Spock's gotta be first officer somehow. How's that gonna happen with this lady around? Oh yeah,
Yep.
she's going to prison for genetic crimes.
Augmentation. Genetic crimes against the Federation.
I like calling it genetic crimes. It's a little silly, Federation. You should be a little more open-minded. They're like, yeah, but we had a big war one time, and we're very traumatized about that.
Julian Bashir got narked out for genetic crimes. I'm a little bit excited to see that Section 31 movie.
I saw a picture of Michelle Yeoh, like, in a black cat suit or something.
Oh, yeah.
like Section 31. Like,
she's going to be doing spy stuff.
Doing spy stuff. Isn't she evil? Isn't she from the evil Terran Empire? Yes. The Mirror Universe?
She was the Empress of the Terran Universe. Or she of was the Terran Empire. Was she the Empress?
She was the Empress.
I think she was Empress Georgio.
Then why would they give her a job in Section 31?
Well, she must be good at doing sneaky evil shit if she became the Empress of the
Terran Empire.
So they're having her do sneaky things.
They're like, you use your sneaky powers for good, for the good of the Federation. I see. I think that's a shitty plan. I think that's begging for you to for that to come back and bite you in the ass when she inevitably betrays you.
There is something seemingly kind of just not in Federation about the whole thing, the whole evil woman, and also Section 31 in general.
I guess I don't really know that much about it.
It was the kind of thing that Roddenberry was not down with, this kind of thing, you know.
Roddenberry would have nixed that shit immediately. He'd been like, no, that's not what we're doing with the Federation.
Yeah, he wanted there to not be any conflicts between any main characters ever, or even like maybe even between any members of the Federation. Although there must have been, there were, you know, conflicts between other captains and stuff while Roddenberry was around. But when DS9 came around, it was like, all that shit was out the window. All the main characters hate each other. Let's go.
Yeah, that was a cool episode of Balance of Terror, though. It was like, no, you should have just tried to kill those dudes. Because the fact that they never came back to report their failure just meant that all the Romulans assumed like, oh, well, the Federation must be tough.
Yeah.
We sent our best ship there and they never came back. So...
this is the worst case scenario in which Pike is in charge and he flinches and fucks it up for everybody.
Yeah.
Especially Spock.
Yeah. And Spock even tells us, Spock says the same thing that he says in Balance of Terror. He's like, they'll see it as weakness.
I liked all the little moments where it lined up with Balance of Terror. I liked In Another Reality, You and I Could Have Been Friends.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's great.
That actor really looks like the actor from the original episode, too.
Sure did.
The guy they got, the way they did his makeup and everything, he looks so much like the original actor.
How are you doing, Chris?
Doing okay.
Oh, I just thought I would check in on you.
I just don't have much to say. It was a good episode, but like, I don't really have like analytical conversation just because I don't remember Balance of Terror well. It's been more than like 3 weeks since I've seen it, so it's gone. You know? Like, I liked a few of the things, like you said, the thing with Sarek's actor being all like, you know, in a different timeline or a different universe we might have been.
You remember that line? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few really well. I don't. It's not even that. It's that like. Again, that actor plays Spock's dad, right? So Kirk and Spock's dad do become friends.
Yep.
So it's like triply cute in that way, in my opinion. But like, at one point someone commented about the chick died, not the guy. And in this one, the guy dies, not the chick. And I'm like, I don't remember that. So cool. Like, I don't have the details that well, you know?
Yeah.
The wedding was a bust.
I don't remember the wedding.
The wedding was a bust either way.
Did you like off-screen Scotty?
I was sad that they didn't have on-screen Scotty, but yes. Yeah,
that was kind of funny. I liked the dude getting blown away from
camera,
like a paper doll or something, just flipping end over end into the smoke.
Really funny green screen effect of him just like shrinking and just flying away from the camera while this explosion, this like stock explosion is going on. It's reminiscent of TOS in in a way.
I haven't watched that much Strange New Worlds, but like,
I love it.
Maybe it's just me. The space special effects seem like really overwrought.
Oh yeah,
a lot of it just feels like really way more high end than like Star Trek should be too. In general, like just the production value.
It's sparkly.
It's very sparkly. It's very clean. There's like,
well, that's just
like,
I
2020.
Think...
There's a way TV's gotten now where it's just very almost overproduced. You know?
Yeah, that's just TV in the 2020s. I think
doesn't mean I have to like it though.
To some degree, I think like you can't avoid some of those stylistic changes. Like it's never gonna look like this, like a 60s show or even a 90s show.
No, but I mean, but again, it is, that, like if you look at like Doctor
I agree.
Who,
there's some
Who
stuff that's
cheap, right.
I guess I don't really watch Doctor Who, but like no, I agree with you too. Like I'm saying, it's like the lighting is really overwrought, and like some of the special effects are just they're really overwrought. They're like it looks like kind of Michael Bay-ish, and I'm like this is like the wrong style for Star Trek.
There's some serious explosion stuff. Yeah, a lot of the plasma blast effects and a lot of the action.
Like the front half of the Farragut getting blown off.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
There's a lot of explosions.
Everything's flipping over. Like they're like the, you know, Jim Kirk's like flies the Farragut upside down and like the camera turns upside down. Or whatever. Yeah.
I would, I feel like Strange New Worlds maybe a little bit more, but I would say that, you know, all the recent live action stuff has a tendency to be very bombastic and explodey and laser beams and plasma explosions and ships being blasted apart.
It feels like it's just because the J.J. Abrams movies did so well, so now that's got to be the style of Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think even
that would be a spectacle.
I think even the people trying to step away from that style still can't escape it. It's like they have producers telling them to J.J. Abrams it up or something.
Yeah, probably. The ghost of J.J. Abrams is like lingering.
Can we add some more lens flare?
Yeah, so like two of my favorite episodes of Strange New Worlds are this one and the crossover with Lower Decks. I just like Strange New Worlds a lot because it's episodic, because there's probably more episodes that, you know, touch on other episodes of other series and stuff that, you know, didn't come to mind. But Strange New Worlds is all over the place and it's really, really specifically episodic and I like it. Yeah.
I like what I've seen of it. It's a solid show overall. It really is. It's just, I don't know. Stylistically, they kind of need to tone it down a bit, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
It's hit or miss. Yeah, and there is a lot of, anything that you guys are looking forward to in season 2 of TOS?
Mirror Universe, man. Speaking of the Mirror Universe, but, there's some other good ones too. I always like the Immunity Syndrome. I think that's the one. I think that's the one with the giant space amoeba that they fly into.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm not even sure it's that good of an episode, but it's like I remember the special, the old style special effect. It was still kind of cool, and just like the idea of like this giant creature in space, like even bigger than the Enterprise, and it's just. It's not like evil or anything.
Yeah.
It's just there.
Weird, creepy.
It's one of those. It's just one of those. Yeah, exactly. It's just one of those episodes where they have an experience. It's just like, wow, we just found something weird. That was weird. Time to continue our mission now. I don't know. I don't think it's like eating planets or anything like that. There's the Planet Eater episode though too.
That's season 2.
Yeah, that's also season 2.
Does that
we're gonna make so many Moby Dick references?
I was about to say, is that the reason we started talking about Moby Dick, the whale?
I think it might be. Eating?
It's because there's an Ahab. There's an Ahab type character.
Yeah, for sure.
Did the Planet Eater eat his leg?
It fucked his ship up real good. It like really fucked his ship up and like killed a lot of his crew or all his crew or something like that. He's like the only one left alive.
I guess that's a reason to hunt a thing down.
Yeah. The ice cream cone of death. Looks like a giant blue ice cream cone.
You think it became... Well, I guess it's clearly an inside joke that all captains of the Enterprise ride horses.
I guess so.
Because...
I don't know where that's from, but...
Well, I mean... Kirk has... You know, Kirk talks about horses. Actually, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, does... of course. No, yeah, for sure. He grows up in Iowa, man. He fucking rides horses. I think Star Trek 5 or 7 or two, whatever, that's the one where he goes into the Nexus with Malcolm McDowell's.
Yeah.
And he... oh, yeah, Generations. Yeah. And Picard is there, too. And Kirk is like, oh, yeah, I'm in my ideal home riding horses. And this is my horse from back when I was a little kid. And it's alive again. How's that possible?
One time, I've probably mentioned this, but one time there is, like, some beam of radiation that's going to clear the Enterprise, the TNG one. Is that the D?
Yeah, the D.
Some beam is going to clear all of the built-up... They're going to degauss the whole ship or something, right? But the beam is deadly. If you're on the ship and this beam scans the Enterprise, you're going to get fucking cooked. The whole plot of the episode is that Picard is stuck on the Enterprise while this beam is slowly scanning it, and it's going to vaporize him.
Yeah, I remember that episode.
The reason... Do either of you know the reason that he's on the ship?
I forget.
Had to go back to get his saddle.
Oh, yeah, because his saddle would have been destroyed because it's organic.
I don't think that's even it. He just wanted to use it.
Oh, yeah? Is that it?
Just hopped on the ship, and then he was like, oh, no, about to get vaporized. Gonna have to spend an hour running around the ship avoiding this radiation beam. Yeah.
These guys love horses. And he can't just call for help for some reason?
I'm not sure. Well, there's also terrorists on the ship for some reason. Wow, this is going on. There's more of a plot than what I said, but it's funny the way that
I honestly forgot about the terrorists. I remember the beam, and I remember him having to go back for his saddle for some reason. Yeah, and then getting stuck there with terrorists and a death beam.
Yeah, I think Tuvok might be there, or I might be thinking of another episode that has... There's like three or four different Tuvoks, like three or four different characters named Tuvok, played by Tim Russ.
Yeah.
Tim Russ also just played a pile of characters that weren't Tuvok.
Yeah.
I think he's got like seven or eight characters he's played across all the shows, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that has a bunch of them. Yeah, a bunch of Klingons.
But there are at least two unrelated Tuvoks, right?
Yeah, there's a human Tuvok, yeah. And I think there's like a mirror. There might be a mirror. We might see the mirror image of that human Tuvok. We might see two human Tuvoks and then Voyager Tuvok. Maybe. I don't know that for sure.
It was also long ago. Watch these. I didn't even watch these Voyager episodes. I watched like the first episode and the last episode.
Yeah? Really? Is that really about it?
No, that's not true. I watched a bunch of like the first season, I think. I remember watching some, and of course the first season of Star Trek is always so fucking rough. It doesn't matter what you're watching. Yeah. So I definitely should have given it more of a chance, but I really didn't.
It's okay. I'll make you watch it in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Oh man, so many years.
It's a few years away at the rate we're going.
Well, yeah, because if we're doing one season a year, there's two more seasons of TOS.
Yeah.
Two or three of the animated series, I can't remember right now. And then TNG and DS9 both have seven seasons before we even get there, plus all the movies.
Yeah.
Well, the time will pass.
We'll get there eventually, though.
Yep.
We can get through two seasons in a year, probably, right?
Yeah, maybe if we,
if we're diligent,
we'll see. We could. I mean, we started. I mean, did we? We didn't start this in January of last year. Did we start it more in like?
Oh, probably. I think we started around January.
You do think it was in January?
I think it was around January. Yeah.
I don't know. There's like, what is there? Like 48 episodes left of Star Trek in seasons 2 and 3. So that's 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah, I guess with the amount of weeks that we missed, if there were about 32-ish episodes
Season
plus a
one was
bonus
30.
one or two, then
Season one is 29 episodes of the original series.
29 episodes. There you go.
Yeah.
Plus the cast.
Season two is 26. Season three is 24. The animated series we could probably do pretty quickly because like they're shorter episodes and there's very few of them.
Yeah, we were, I think I remember saying we should watch like two episodes in a go or something
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Because
Or
they're only half an
four,
hour.
maybe. Hey, did either of you smoke any good pot over the holiday?
No.
No?
No,
None?
I don't smoke. I don't smoke.
Oh.
I give up smoking too. I'm trying just to do edibles now.
And that's all I do edibles and drinks, and that's it.
Good edibles this holiday?
Yeah, get edibles this holiday.
Good.
Very good edibles. I found one that's got like boosted terpenes, so it hits harder.
Oh
Oh,
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
The kind I like are called Marijuana Farms New York, and it's just they make them with just the live rosin and like some berry, some like fruit juice,
Oh yeah.
and very natural. It's nice.
Sounds nice. I like that.
And they're strong.
I like that too.
I'm told Marijuana Farms in New York is actually very good, like flower, but again, I'm trying not to smoke anymore.
But no, we've got good here. Like honestly, the stuff up here grows fine. We've got some really high quality brands, so.
Yeah, for sure.
What are terpenes?
Terpenes are, they're parts of like the plant that help with the high and can influence the kind of high you're gonna get.
Oh, is that
So,
like the, yeah, the.
caryophyllene, myrcene, limonene, stuff like that. So
Yeah.
it's they affect
That's
how the high
the
works
bunch
in
of
conjunction with
additives
the
that.
cannabinoids.
They're like the a la carte additives to your high that there's a different blend of them in each
In each strain,
strain
yeah.
of. Okay, yeah. Someone has explained this to me before. Obviously.
Probably
Actually,
me.
you probably did a good job, and now I'm.
You totally forgot.
You're inebriated and forget how to word. I get it. Yeah, no. So the one I usually use as an example is like limonene is common both in marijuana and out of it. You'll get it in a lot of sativas, and it's that citrusy lemony flavor.
Yeah.
So you even get it in like cleaning supplies. So if you've got pine sol, for
Ew.
example, that will have, you know, but it
Actually,
has
well, you
in
know what? Well, I mean, I don't know, but I definitely had a vape at one point that probably was just straight up Pine Sol that someone poured into a vape cartridge. That's what it tasted like.
Ew. Yeah.
I don't know if it got me high, but Pine Sol probably would get you high if you tried to vape it like that. Maybe not.
Probably not a good high.
Yeah, not, well, I don't recall it being a good high.
Yeah, so limonene's in that. So like when you're cleaning or you're using it, you smell the limonene. It gives you that like energy and wakes you up. Limonene in weed will do the same thing. It'll make it a more uplifting, higher energy type of a high.
Is Piker Kirk a better captain?
Kirk, obviously, because he prevents a horrific war with
Yeah, it sure
Saran.
seems, it seems plain as day after this episode. Guess I don't even really have to ask. They sure laid it out. Kirk would have done a
I
much better
mean,
job.
like I said, Spock was like, we should shoot him. We should shoot them. We should
Just
shoot them, Captain.
blow them the fuck out of the sky right now.
Yeah, and he's like, let's give peace a chance.
I
And the
mean, that is
Romulans were like,
nice, you know, and you know, the.
and one Romulan was like, I'd like that, and all the rest of the Romulans were
Like,
like,
no,
nope.
fuck this idiot.
This idiot. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's the moral of the story. If a Romulan,
If you see a Romulan, fuck him up.
fuck him up, otherwise he'll get you when your
Don't
back's turned.
know if that's the message we want to be putting
I
out there.
know.
Fuck him up before they fuck you up, man. Shit. Right, get out there, guns blazing. Oh shit.
Oh, Jesus.
So Lower Decks is over.
Yeah, I didn't watch Lower Decks in the way that it came out.
You just binged it last year.
I binged it last year
Congratulations, wasn't it awesome?
when the fifth season was out, already out. Yeah, it was amazing.
Damn, the end was great. God, the last couple episodes, the last season. I'm glad that whole thing happened.
Yeah, it's good. It's good Star Trek. That's a good show.
Yes, and it is, and it really is Star Trek. Like, it is more Star Trek than Discovery is, straight up.
Man. I love how they made fun of Discovery for an episode or two, where they were just like that fucking scene where Boimler is like talking to all these the tough guys from Riker ships, and they're like, I got into Starfield to study Moss.
There's so much good.
I just love beaming. I just love beaming back and forth. Yeah.
Great Star Trek shit. The amount of references to everything, obviously, which is the whole point of the show,
Yeah.
was astounding. My favorite part, maybe, was Tendi's dog.
The dog is pretty awesome. I
Now
love
I
the
don't
Shax
remember
and
Tendi's dog.
Donna relationship. Oh, Tendi had a dog in one of the earlier
It
seasons that she genetically modified and
talked
made herself, and it talks and is weird
and
and
flew
loves her.
around and shot laser beams and turned into a cube. Yeah.
Oh,
It
right.
was a good
Oh, yeah.
dog. Which relationship? Tendi and
Tana
Oh, Tana and
and Shax.
Shax. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Tana's incredible. Obviously, I love the. What is she,
Shaq,
Acacia?
anybody. Yeah.
Shax is great too. I also like Bajorans a lot. Yeah, great crew. Great show. Like, holy shit, I'm so glad that they got away with doing that.
Shaq's eject the warp core. This is the
Yeah.
speed of life.
God damn.
And they just bring him back with no explanation after he dies.
Yeah, and there
Like,
never is one.
there's the Black Mountain, and you have to fight three versions of your father, and it's like, wait, what? Boimler just zoned out. Or what? No, was it not? It wasn't Boimler that he told it. He told
Cyborg
Cyborg guy.
guy? What's Sam
Rutherford.
Rutherford. I was about to call him Richardson. I was like, it's not
Oh,
Richardson.
Samantha Rutherford.
Yeah, he
Samanthan.
just.
They all have really good names.
Yeah.
What's Boimler's name?
Bradward.
Bradward, right, of course, yeah.
Bradward. He's got naturally purple hair.
Yeah, that
God, the
crossover
crossover for that
episode.
show is great.
God,
They just
it's so
never
good.
bother to explain it. He's fully human, as far as we know. He just has purple hair.
Yeah, you know, who knows what kind of weird genetic things are gonna. Maybe, I mean, do we know he's fully human? He might have one scratch of, Trill or
I think
something that might
he says,
have.
he says something
Oh,
to that effect. He
about
says
his hair?
that they're human,
Yeah.
but nobody ever bothers to explain the hair. Maybe
He might
he's.
just dye it.
It's just anime.
It's just anime.
Yeah, he might just like it purple. He might just be go hopping down, popping
They're
down to Hot
green, right?
Topic.
So.
Yeah, I really recommend, I mean, I'm sure you guys have lots of TV to watch, but if you feel like watching like a good Star Trek show in between all the stuff we're watching, Strange New Worlds is just great. And I'm sure, yeah, there are other really good crossover ones, and the musical one is great too. If you feel like
I
just
want
watching
to see
one.
that one. I do want to see the musical one. I haven't seen that yet.
There's a nice musical episode.
Yeah, it's just fun, Just an episode where everyone's singing. And they're all singing because some alien space wave has put a psychic music thing into all their brains,
Yeah, of
Star
course.
Trek.
Like
Yeah.
you do.
Like it would be, yeah. Love it. Love it. Yeah, one of the best, yeah, second best after Lower Decks as far as the modern stuff is concerned. In my opinion.
All right.
Honestly, it was grabbing us pretty decent until they made a comment, but
Oh,
it
I
was
think
honestly, I really enjoyed the show where we got to.
I a bit of you a bit of what you said you dropped out for a bit.
Sorry, I've got something bugging me in my mouth, so I'm having trouble with like fully opening to speak clearly. I'm sorry. Chaos and I were watching Strange New World, and we really liked what we saw of it, but like 6 or 7 episodes in, there was some comment that I didn't understand. And he said it was from Discovery, and I didn't remember
Oh
Discovery well enough.
no, okay,
So
yeah. Yeah, and that's sort
we
of.
stopped there so I could catch up and got to.
There are a few things that, like, every now and again, because season 2 of Discovery was all Chris Pike, and every now and again it does reference, something important that happened during that time, which is why I, like, explained that this was after Talos, but he knew that he was gonna get burned because he had touch the Klingon time crystal, but Yeah, there's a few things like that. But I mean, I would, yeah. I don't know if I recommend watching season two of Discovery. Maybe I'll watch it again and then maybe I'll tell
And
you if I
report back.
recommend it. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm gonna
It's all right.
say.
I can just get a summary.
Yeah, you can do that too. And most of the summary is that Pike goes to Talos and then he goes and touches a crystal and finds out he's gonna get burned and gets upset about knowing the future, and then I guess he tells everyone on his fucking ship. Seems like
Yeah.
it. Spock knows, everyone
Guys,
else knows.
I saw the future and it's not good for
And
me.
it sucks. I'm gonna roll around and beep at people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure he tells them all that, does he? But he's obviously like being like, I saw the future, guys.
I guess I'm
And
not sure if S did maybe Spock knew all of that because of that really convenient mind meld in the beginning of this episode that was just like
possible.
that told Spock the whole.
But that's the different timeline, Spock. So now he's back in his
Yeah.
original timeline, and Spock doesn't know.
Maybe that's where I got confused. Maybe that's why I thought he told everybody, because that seems like the kind of thing you don't tell people. But cool
Nice to meet
episode.
you, kid. Nice to meet you, kid. You get to die with me.
Yeah.
You get to die while I get burned, all my flesh off.
Sorry, Ma'at, or if that's how
Our
it
mod.
goes.
This is gonna be really
Ma'at.
bad.
Yeah, it's gonna be
But
terrible.
don't
Can't.
feel too bad because your dad gets blown up in a
Gets
Romulan space station.
blasted away in a
Space
strange
station.
green screen effect.
Unless it's a different guy in Balance of Terror, that I don't remember enough the detail. The name of the dude who gets blown away on the
Yeah,
outpost.
it's probably likely that we do not know the guy's name that gets. Does he get like electrocuted and blown up or?
There's like, yeah. He's like, can you
Oh.
see it, Enterprise? Can you see it?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah,
Yeah.
thanks for watching Star Trek and hanging out and talking about it.
Streaming it like you like always.
Let's yeah, we'll see about I mean, if Mondays are good for you, Saint, we could watch Section 31 next Monday or whenever you guys want to. It comes out Friday. And after that, let's start season two.
Yeah, Mondays are good.
Cool.
I'll
And
double check and let you know.
yeah, and then I can work with you whenever, whenever your schedule is like.
Yeah.
We can figure that out as we have done much this past age.
It has been a thing.
I listened to The Hobbit this past week, so I have a little bit of a. Okay, yeah, so there you have it. That's what's going on. That's where we stand on many Star Trek things. We're gonna watch Section 31, which I'm pretty excited about. We'll talk about that next week. Probably on Thursday. I think this show is going to come out on Thursdays. And after that, we will be diving right into season two of the original series. So thank you for being here. Thanks for listening to The Least Ready Room. Catch you next time.